You're listening to SBS News.
A hostage situation in a Beirut, Lebanon bank has ended after authorities agreed to grant a Lebanese gunman partial access to his frozen funds in exchange for releasing six hostages. Dozens of people outside Federal Bank Lebanon, where the siege took place, have hailed the hostage taker, 42-year-old Bassam al-Sheikh Hussein, as a hero. For 7 hours, he held up to 10 people hostage at the bank's Hamra district branch after being denied access to money in his account that he urgently needed. Lawyer Rami Ali was there when Bassam surrendered.
He went out with his own will and he got a part of his deposits and he went to speak to the minister so that he can tell people that I got a part of my rights on my own will. He is satisfied with this. This is what we got from his family. We were waiting for this moment.
Another lawyer, Rami Alek, says the interior minister was waiting to speak with Bassam and that he would be released.
He was transferred along with the bank employees to the Police General Directorate Information Intelligence Branch, where, according to high-ranking officers and his family, the Minister of Interior was waiting for them. They will question Bassam and the bank employees. He was promised he will be released.
Bassam's brother, Atif, says his brother took over the bank after being denied a withdrawal to cover his father's urgent medical treatment.
I paid $5,500 for the treatment of my father. I have the bills. Every week he tells me he would get $400 or so from the bank, but he couldn't withdraw his money. I find him at the bank unable to do anything amid suspicious bank operations involving millions of dollars, while he watches with his own eyes and has to wait outside. So he had enough of it. He set his mind to storm the bank. He said, they either give me my money or I die. There's no other solution.
Atif says his brother Bassam is a kind person, seemingly pushed over the edge by Lebanon's economic crisis. Lebanon is suffering from the worst economic crisis in its modern history.
My brother is not a scoundrel. He couldn't be. He doesn't smoke even hashish. Go ask around about him. He's the kindest person in the neighborhood. He takes what he has from his own pocket to give to others.
The hostage drama was the latest painful episode in Lebanon's economic freefall, now in its third year. Three-quarters of the population plunged into poverty, and the Lebanese pound has declined in value by more than 90% against the U.S. dollar. Lebanon's cash-strapped banks since 2019 have put strict limits on withdrawals of foreign currency assets, effectively trapping the savings of millions of people. Outside the bank, dozens of protesters gathered during the standoff, chanting, "Fall, fall, the rule of banks," hoping that Bassam would receive his savings. President of the Lebanese Depositors Association, Hassan Mughnia, says Bassam was left with no choice but to lay siege to the bank.
He's forced to do that. He's not being a hero. Over the past 3 years, he's been trying to feed his children, and eventually he wanted to pay for the treatment of his father, who's in the hospital. What should he have done? Go steal when he has all his life savings of $210,000 in a bank that has locked away his money? He will do this, and he will do more than this.
Dana Muhammad Sharif's sister serves tea at the bank. She was there when Bassam allegedly came in with a rifle and petrol canister. He's alleged to have fired 3 rounds of warning shots, then threatened to set himself alight. Despite her sister being held hostage for several hours, Ms. Sharif says she does not blame the gunman for what he did.
He took everyone hostage, but he hasn't done anything to them. He just wants his money back, because they wouldn't give him his money back. This has happened.
Roy Madkur is a lawyer for a federal bank, and he says the bank had not received the deposits it needed to be able to process customer withdrawals.
If we had the deposits, then there would not have been any problems. But the issues in the banking sector are well known, and we are trying to resolve this as much as we can.
The hostage situation ended after 7 hours when the bank agreed to give Bassem around $30,000. That's what his sister and the head of a local banking association told local media. Mr. Madkur says Bassem did not actually receive the money. It was not immediately clear if the terms of the settlement included any criminal charges. Lawyer Alek says he will work to ensure Bassam's release.
According to our experience, there is no trust. They will make excuses that it is late and yet to keep him. We are heading to the police station to put pressure for his release, as they promised, or we will escalate.
In January, a coffee shop owner withdrew $50,000 trapped in a bank in Lebanon after taking employees hostage and threatening to kill them. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.